leap towards the truth. You're listening to The Pete Santilli Show. One small step for man, one giant leap towards the truth.
The USA is crumbling, y'all sit back and dumb as shit. The masturbation, the home invasions, the CPS is coming to snatch your babies. These
conversations. All right, we're going to go back to Tread in Michigan. Hey, can I ask you something? Are you in agreement with me that we now have, not only is our population, have they been dumbed down and stupefied and zombified and they're just a bunch of sheeple, but they actually had babies who grew up and went into the military. Now we have an active duty military that just only cares about going after the brown people in foreign countries only, but they refuse to do anything towards our domestic enemies. Don't you agree with that?
Well, indeed I do, Pete, Brother Pete, and I'll tell you what, I'm now getting involved with the Revolutionary War Veterans Association, which I only recently learned of, specifically because, as I told John Statmiller a few weeks ago, the absolutely monumental need for reconstituting the citizen militia, which I learned about the essence of from Edwin Vieira. Have you ever interviewed Ed Vieira?
No, I'm writing his... Ed Vieira, you say?
Yeah. John, I think, interviewed him about a month ago. Ed Vieira, he's a 37-year grad of Harvard. He's a PhD, JD, a totally true blue constitutional patriot. He authored three books that the quintessential pinnacle of patriot knowledge. The first one, Pieces of Eight, the history of the monetary system and how it has been subverted and used to enslave us all and how to take it back, Pieces of Eight. And then he did Constitutional Homeland Security, and that's all about the truth of the Second Amendment and how we're all, just like in Switzerland, not just the former military, but all able-bodied citizens are in reality members of the militia. And that book, Constitutional Homeland Security, is all about reconstituting the citizens' militia. And then the next one is dethroning the imperial judiciary. Pete, I don't know about you, but when I see that every judge, every president, every governor, every senator virtually are all BAR Esquire attorneys, and in the House of Reps, it doesn't matter, because there's this thing called the it's a relatively unknown body of BAR Esquire. They provide the governing documents for all legislative acts. And Michael Shaw at Freedom Advocates. Freedom Advocates also is a stellar organization, you know, to combat UN Agenda 21.
Yeah, so, absolutely. Listen. We're getting cut off here. We have to go to a break. But I thank you so much for calling in, Fred. I've enjoyed listening to you. You're welcome to call in anytime. Thanks for tuning in. Stay close to us, okay?
I will, brother.
All right, when we come back, I'm actually going to have Justin on line one and Cosmic on line three. I want to get to your calls right away. And also I have Susanna Colt on the line. She's going to be riding shotgun with me to talk about this little funk that I think we're all in. What are we going to do about it? We have to do something. We have to do something quickly. We have a lot of resources available to us. We're going to talk about this stuff. Call me, 800-313-9443. We'll be back right after this message, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen.
ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to tell you about a revolutionary new product from our sponsor, Elixir Liquid and Electronic Cigarettes. If you're a smoker, traditional cigarettes have lots of chemical carcinogens and are being sold for up to $11 a pack in some places around the country. Electronic cigarettes, on the other hand, consist of only three ingredients and are a fraction of the price of traditional cigarettes. It creates what looks like smoke, but is actually a harmless water vapor while giving you the nicotine your body's craving. Visit our sponsor, Elixir Liquid, at www.futuresmokes.com today. Once you're there, you'll find the hottest electronic cigarettes and accessories and over 100 choices of intensely flavored liquid nicotine. No tar, no carcinogens, and no foul odors. The electronic cigarette truly is the future of smoking. And fans of the Pete Santilli Show get an unconditional satisfaction guarantee and a 10% discount with coupon code REVOLT at checkout. www.futuresmokes.com.
Are you over your head in debt and not sure what to do? Did you know there's a way to legally wipe out debt? Stop harassing phone calls, even stop foreclosure or repossession? Well, the answer is yes. Pick up the phone right now and call the bankruptcy hotline at the law offices of Craig Zimmerman. With 17 years experience as a practicing attorney, Craig knows how to get the creditors off your back and get you peace of mind. Most people don't realize that bankruptcy is a great alternative by immediately stopping collection calls, allowing you to keep your home, eliminate all of your debt, and give you a fresh start. Call now for a free, no-obligation consultation at 800-281-2286 and learn how bankruptcy could help you. So stop wondering what to do with your debt and call us at 800-281-2286. 800-281-2286. Not all will qualify. The law offices of Craig Zimmerman is federally designated as a debt relief agency.
Office is located in Dallas and Santa Ana, California.
Did you know there's a way to legally wipe out your credit card debt? Stop harassing telephone calls? Even stop foreclosure and repossession? I'm talking about Chapter 7 of the Federal Bankruptcy Code. Federal bankruptcy laws were designed to get the creditors off your back and give you a fresh start. Imagine waking up one morning without stressing about debt. It's true, and it could be you. Call right now at 800-281-2286 to see if you qualify for this powerful debt relief program. We're the law offices of Craig Zimmerman. Craig has been a practicing attorney for 17 years and has an A-plus Better Business rating. We know how to make the law work for you to give you a fresh start. We provide a free initial confidential consultation. Don't spend another day wondering what to do about your debt. Call 800-281-2286. The consultation is free and so is your phone call. You have nothing to lose but your debt, so call now at 800-281-2286. That's 800-281-2286. Office is located in...
Taking the callers have been waiting on hold. Let me scroll up here, see what their names are. If you want to call in, I want you to call 1-800-313-9443. And I'm also joined by Susanna Cole. Susanna?
Yes.
Welcome.
Thank you.
I told you I'm in a funk. You're in a funk. We're all in a funk. Let's just get funky. What do you think?
I don't know.
Yeah,
it's been a funky kind of day.
It is. Let's take Justin from Tennessee on line one. You're welcome to the Pete Santilli Show. You're live.
Hi, Justin.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can. Go ahead. What's going on, sir?
All right. I am a first-time listener, and I must say I love everything you've said, especially comments, you know, about our government and some whatnot. I was curious. I just want to put a question to you real quick. How would... You know, people, I mean, I'm of the younger generation here, and I look around, and I see them as all sheep, you know. I mean, people 21, even a little older, a little younger, we're all just kind of out in space looking at the government, and nobody pays attention. You know, nobody's paying attention. Nobody sees anything of what's going on. And I'm one of the few people, I had a friend of mine introduce me to this stuff at a young age, and I've been watching it for most of my life. And it sickens me to see how, you know, our government is just blatantly trotting on the Constitution. And I'm curious, you made a phone call to a colonel in the Marine Corps, whatever the guy was. I wasn't paying attention to his rank, but I was curious, where can we find numbers to call these people and let them know what we think, you know? Let them know, hey, you guys need to be doing your job because our government's not letting us do it, you know?
That's a great question.
That's a great question. I contacted, as a matter of fact, I just Googled it. Go Google. I contacted the Commandant of the Marine Corps.
Commandant
of the Marine Corps is the, you know, find out who the top positions are and then contact the Pentagon. They're all located at the Pentagon, believe it or not. All their PR offices, are located at the Pentagon. So just know that it's a 703 area code. You can call the Pentagon, but guess what? And I'm sorry, what was your name? It's Justin, is that correct?
Justin, yeah, Justin from Tennessee.
Justin, here's the answer to the question, and actually, believe it or not, it's not exclusive to a younger generation. The answer to your question is, even people like me, who were not paying attention, have been victims of a brainwashing, a propaganda that is designed to keep us looking away from the truth. They lie to us. Let me ask you a couple questions.
Go ahead.
do you know, and we're going to be covering this here as we approach the anniversary of JFK's, death. Okay. We're going to be covering some issues. Did you know that John F. Kennedy was actually shot by his driver? Are you aware of that?
Yes, actually I am.
Okay.
A fellow broadcaster of, Republic. I think he used to bounce it off his radio tower. He had one, which they've since, you know, sabotaged. But he put me onto that idea, and the way he put it was, you know, the video that everybody watches with the JFK. You know, just as he gets shot, the stop sign comes right in front of the camera view, and nobody gets to see it really.
Zapruder, it's called, the Zapruder film. Did you know that that I did not find out about this until yesterday? I literally did not find out about this until yesterday. I've been studying Bill Cooper. Bill Cooper gave a presentation. I was watching his presentation. Both Suzanne and I watched this thing, and we paid attention to the details. We saw it ourselves. So this is the kind of stuff that has been kept from us, this truth. This stuff that Bill Cooper actually put in front of the public years ago has not reached my eyes and my ears until very recently. Here's another thing. Are you aware of the dustification of the Twin Towers? And also the toasting of the cars during 9/11. Are you aware of Dr. Judy Wood's scientific evidence and analysis?
Dusting of cars. I'm not sure what you mean by that, but no, I've never heard of anything like that. I mean, I know the towers was a self-inflicted wound by our government because they are foul people. But please elaborate if you can.
Well, here's the thing. I didn't find out until recently. The evidence, looking at the evidence that Dr. Judy Wood, and I have her book, it's a book called Where Did the Towers Go? Okay. Look up on the internet, Dr. Judy Wood. And all I want you to do, and she's taught me to do this, look at the evidence and the truth will present itself. Those buildings, as they came down, were brought down by one of the most powerful weapons in human history. I believe that. Okay. There's evidence of direct free energy technology that was used on 9/11. I didn't find out about this until recently. Why? Because of the propaganda and the misdirection, even among alternative media people. There's people like Alex Jones, who I listened to for 10 years. He never mentioned one thing about justification of the buildings. Dr. Judy Wood will present that evidence to you. And I think she is on Jesse Ventura's conspiracy theories tonight. I think that's what I was told. That's back to your question. We are victims of propaganda. It doesn't matter what age we are. We've been lied to. We are basically conditioned through, we call them the Illuminati. They've spent a lot of money to brainwash us into believing things that are just not true, to direct us away from the actual truth.
And it's a distraction, right?
It is a distraction. Here's the thing. We own the entire system. We actually have the power because we have all of the money. What we're doing is we're giving it to the elite. We're actually handing it right to them. We should be able to cut them off. Don't you agree?
I certainly agree. And to be honest, I remember in the original, it was amended, but in the original part of the Constitution, federal income tax was actually illegal. And then they amended it. I forget exactly when, But, I mean, that makes sense to me because if we don't, if our money isn't being put to what we want it put to, and if it's not benefiting the people, why should we give it up? I mean, especially considering most of our tax dollars is going to actually hurt us. I mean, it's a perfect example. Look at the TSA. Look at what they're doing. The body scanners, you know, that was all paid for by our tax dollars. The TSA themselves, you know, bullying people around, that's paid for by our tax dollars.
That's right. Justin, I have one more caller on the other line. I've enjoyed speaking with you. This is great. Thank you, and welcome to the Pete Santilli Show.
Thank you very much. Have a good night.
Okay. Cosmic Line 3, you have a good night, too. Cosmic Line 3, you're live on the Pete Santilli Show.
Pietro.
Is this the Cosmic?
This is Cosmic.
Oh, what's up, man? I got your T-shirt. You've done a great job for the Pete Santilli Show. I appreciate all of your support. I'm going to thank you in a big way one day soon here. Just give me some time, but thank you for everything you've done for us here at the Pete Santilli Show.
I don't do it for thank yous.
Oh, thank you, sir. What's on your mind tonight? I want you to talk to me, but talk to all of our listeners and say hello to Susanna Cole, by the way.
Hello, Susanna Cole.
Hi, Cosmic.
While I was on hold there, I started to rewrite the national anthem, and maybe No Messiah can help me out with the music. I don't have much of a singing voice, but I want to lay the first verse on you and tell me if it rings true or not.
Let's hear it.
Ho, Jose, can you see that the border's in sight? What so proudly will scale at the twilight's next gleaming? It's right in, doesn't it?
Oh, we like it.
The border's right in sight.
Yeah, and we'll probably scale it.
That's awesome. We'll probably have to.
Anyway, on a serious note, you were talking about the Kennedy assassination, and I've studied that quite a bit. And, you know, I don't know about the driver shooting him, but if you look at the Zapruder film, you could see that dude was definitely hitting the brakes right before the headshot.
Yeah.
And then, bam, and then he speeds up. There was a man named Tom Wilson who spent 30 years with U.S. Steel. He was in that Nigel Turner, The Men Who Killed Kennedy series.
Right.
And he did a lot of photographic work, and he claims that the shot actually came from a sewer on the right-hand side of the car. Now, an interesting thing about that is Kennedy's brain disappeared, and it wasn't sectioned during the autopsy, so there was no way to really determine. I mean, that would have been the determining factor in that whole case, had they been able to find out.
You want to know something trippy? And Suzanne... Cosmic, listen to this, and Susanna can vouch for this. We just discovered this within 24 hours. I watched, and she's seen Bill Cooper's presentation that he did back in 1991, and he actually had an enhanced version back then of some videotape of the Zapruder film, okay? Now, we watched an enhanced, digitized version of this movie and then paid particular attention to the driver all the way through. And when you look at this enhanced, I mean, you're going to be Cosmic. You're going to be blown away by it. And Susanna, were you not blown away by this?
Yeah, man, I was. I really, truly was.
Yeah, you will be. Go take a look at it. And what I want you to do is watch that driver.
Okay.
Watch the driver. Now, we're also going to, as the days progress here, I want to put together a nice video. I want to put together a nice presentation for all of the world to see. This is a matter of exposing the truth. And you know what? Bill Cooper's death now makes a lot more sense to me because of what he was talking about. Not just UFO technology, but this man was so determined to expose the truth. That was one of the truths that they did not want to reach the American public. Don't you agree?
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Listen, I really do sincerely appreciate everything you've done for the Pete Santilli Show. Thanks for calling in, okay?
Oh, it's just the beginning.
Yes, sir. Thank you very, very much. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Cosmic. You hear Cosmic's little ditty. Actually, he's done some artwork for us. He's done some videos for us. I actually have him in the show each and every day. He does a little blurb for one of our intros. He says, hi, this is Cosmic, and you're listening to the Pete Santilli Show. One of the most awesome guys, most awesome listeners. I'm very humble right now, Susanna Cole, aren't you? That's the way I feel. I guess that's the word that I'd like to describe my funk that I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Don't go away. We'll be back right after this message, okay? Ladies and gentlemen, stay right there.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Sue, I'm gonna take one more caller, and I want you to stay with me. Actually, we're going to take a break here in a couple of minutes, but I want to take Bill from Oregon on line one. And, Sue, stay with me because I want to take you through this next segment and have a conversation.
Okay, right. We'll do. Mm-hmm.
Bill in Oregon, line one. You're live on the Pete Santilli Show.
Hey, Pete. My madness has turned to sadness. I kind of want to read an editorial I wrote this morning about a little bit of the funk you're talking about, if you don't mind.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Share it with me. Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's called The Day After. Says, on this day I feel sad. Sad that we would reelect a proven failure as a president, a proven warmonger, a man who has broke his oath of office, a president who has lied and been proven of said lies to the people. Although I did not vote for Mitt Romney and did not vote for him, I did not vote for him, but a change of residence in the White House would have proven that we, the people, are not okay with what has been done the past 4 years. We are not okay with the Patriot Act, the NDAA, wiretapping, the TSA groping us and our children. We're not okay with drone bombings, proxy wars, continued invasions and occupations. We're not okay with TARP or QE 1, 2, or 3. So to the American people who once again did not speak loud enough of our intolerance of the systematic evisceration of our liberties, we get 4 more years. 4 years of him acting without fear of getting reelected again. He is now free to take away more of our liberties, more of our freedoms, kill more innocents with drones, spy on his own people, have a secret kill list, and continue to use it. He's free to attack Syria and Iran and anyone else who gets in the way of his agenda, the agenda of his puppet masters to destroy America. Impeachment now, is that the only way out? Now, that would leave us Biden. I'm not sure if that's the only way out. What choice is left? Peaceful revolution.
That's right. And, Bill, you know what? This isn't we're not just a bunch of sore losers either. This is a very, very deep sadness for our country. I believe that, you know, if it went either way, we still would have we would have had this feeling here the day after. I believe that, don't you?
Yeah, it's like having a kind of a weird hangover. But we didn't even take our chances and get him out. He proved himself to be all these things we've talked about, and we still didn't get him out. We put him back in.
Yes, sir. Thanks for calling in. Let me take the next call. Thanks very much, Bill, for calling in. Ron, Colorado on line two.
Hi, Pete. You just broke off for me. I can't hear anything. Try talking back at me and see if you're still connected.
Hey, I'm still connected. Are you there? Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I sure am. I'm Ron from Colorado, the Columbine investigator. I work for Mark Taylor.
Hey, how's it going?
I'd like to share with you... I'm sorry, I'm still having a hard time hearing. Did I step on you when I talked?
Ron, I'm going to get you scheduled into get you scheduled into the show here in the next couple of days.
All right. Well, I just wanted to share with you that you know, we protect the kids here at Columbine, and our story can really set this country on ear. And doing that, I'd like to share with you that when people are all interested about their pocketbooks, obviously they know they're being pillaged, and our story helps connect what these people are all about morally. They are raping our children. So it adds that certain instinct that we all have inside of us to protect our children. And in this case, I'm trying to tell the world that they are raping our children and pillaging, okay? Rape and pillage, got it? So what I want to really share with you on your show later is how significant this is, that we can prove that even the president and the secretaries and the people that are involved, all are involved in covering up the rape of the children. And that's also the John DeCamp story.
Yeah,
so I'm just excited about what you're doing, and I'm really supporting you in this. I'm just wanting to help with information. So
I would say that before Saturday or Sunday, I'm going to be bringing you on for a full show. I've actually been preparing my outline. There's a lot of stuff that that I want everyone to hear. You've got a lot of information. I want to share that with our audience. So I'll be getting in touch with you within the next 24, 48 hours, okay?
Stand up like you have been. I'm real proud of you.
Thank you so much. I look forward to having you back on the show, okay?
Okay, nice talk.
All right, thank you. You're going to hear a story about Mark Taylor. It involves forced medication. In the state of Colorado, one of the first victims of the Columbine shooting, when you hear this story and what's been going on since then, you're going to be floored. And I want to bring Ron on the show and share his findings with our new listenership through the Republic Broadcasting Network. And that'll happen here in the next couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
And in the meantime, Susanna, this is what we're going to do.
Okay.
We come back. I want you and I to have a discussion. As a matter of fact, Mike, we're not going to take any more callers here for this next segment. But you and I are going to have a discussion. Yes.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen,
welcome.
I'm your host, Pete Santilli, and you are listening to The Pete Santilli Show. And I welcome all of our new listeners coast to coast on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I want to welcome all of the new listeners on the Prepper Podcast Network, all the new listeners that come to us on a daily basis from Before It's News, YouTube, Spreaker.com. The show is growing by leaps and bounds because we talk about the stuff that matters to everybody. Today, we're talking about being in a funk. Today, we're talking about a sense of mourning that we have for our country. Don't go away. We'll be right back here in just a couple seconds.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to tell you about a revolutionary new product from our sponsor, Elixir Liquid and Electronic Cigarettes. If you're a smoker, traditional cigarettes have lots of chemical carcinogens and are being sold for up to $11 a pack in some places around the country. Electronic cigarettes, on the other hand, consist of only three ingredients and are a fraction of the price of traditional cigarettes. It creates what looks like smoke, but is actually a harmless water vapor while giving you the nicotine your body's craving. Visit our sponsor, Elixir Liquid, at www.futuresmokes.com today. Once you're there, you'll find the hottest electronic cigarettes and accessories and over 100 choices of intensely flavored liquid nicotine. No tar, no carcinogens, and no foul odors. The electronic cigarette truly is the future of smoking. And fans of the Pete Santilli Show get an unconditional satisfaction guarantee and a 10% discount with coupon code REVOLT at checkout. www.futuresmokes.com. Hi, folks. Pete Santilli here. As a prominent social media personality on Facebook and Twitter since they were first launched, I participated in one-dimensional discussions with literally hundreds of thousands of followers. When I first set up my SecondLife.com account about a year ago, I entered a whole new magical world that brought my social media activity to life. Second Life is much more than just a 3D game or a social media platform. It'll bring your online persona to life in one of the most beautiful virtual reality simulators on the internet. It's free, and besides, it's the best way to listen to the Pete Santilli Show. You can interact with me live as I broadcast daily from the Overthrow Bunker studio. To get your free account, go to any one of our episodes and click on the Second Life banner. Once you're in, we'll give you the grand tour of our newly built Camp FEMA, the very first educational tool of its kind anywhere in the world. For a limited time, if you sign up for a new SecondLife.com account, will give you a priceless welcome package. SecondLife.com. Join now, tune in, and connect with your friends at the Pete Santilli Show.
Do you owe the IRS more than $10,000? Well, it happens to the best of us. Just ask Charlie.
I was a pro NFL player, defensive back. Yes, I did get a letter from the IRS.
It's a scary thing, even for a big man like Charlie.
Well, man, when you see those dreaded letters, capital IRS, $60,000, man, you almost dropped to your knees. You know, they were trying to levy my accounts, garnish me, real bad situation.
Charlie found out about the law offices of Craig Zimmerman.
I heard their commercial on the radio. I said, well, hey, let me give them a call. It was like talking to my brother, talking to a great friend. I called Craig Zimmerman, and they put a stop to it.
You'll love the way they do business.
Like we say in the NFL, they never drop the ball. They did a great job for me.
You may be able to significantly reduce your tax debt. Call the law offices of Craig Zimmerman and get your game plan. 800-638-0727.
Craig Zimmerman, they threw a touchdown for me.
Call now and find out how much you can save. 800-638-0727. 800-638-0727.
Live from deep inside the bunker at FEMA Region 9 is your host, Pete Santilli, telling you the truth, whether you like it or not.
Okay, here's the deal. I'm being told, yes, we heard rumors that Jesse Ventura, Ty Ventura, was going to be covering on Conspiracy Theory with Jesse Ventura, covering Dr. Judy Woods' scientific evidence about 9/11 that you've never really, not a lot of people have heard about it, but this is what I want to tell you. Now, I ordered, and it was sent to me by Dr. Judy Woods. She actually sent me a complimentary copy. Of her book. It's titled, Where Did the Towers Go? Evidence of Directed Free Energy Technology on 9/11 by Dr. Judy Wood. I'm going to tell you this. I was blown away by this book. It is a textbook. This is what I would like to ask you to do. I'm actually getting a wholesale price from Dr. Wood, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to order these textbooks in bulk, okay? And then I'm going to sell them to our listeners, and I want to pass them on. I want to get a good bulk price. But it's to help her out. She needs to get this information out. I want, if you want a copy of this textbook, send me an email to Pete@thePeteSantilliShow.com, and I'll get you the best price I possibly can on one of the most important textbooks on scientific evidence about 9/11, on the most important topic, whereby free energy technology was used and a weapon was used during 9/11 that I think represents one of the most powerful weapons in the history of mankind. So I think everyone needs to get a copy of this textbook. Dr. Judy Wood needs to get this textbook out to as many people as possible. So what you can do is you can help me. I'm going to buy them in bulk from her and then sell them to our listeners. So send me an email if you're interested in getting a copy to Pete@thePeteSantilliShow.com. So, Susanna Coley, welcome back.
Hi, thanks.
Yeah, I'm gonna get you a copy of this book as well. This is an unbelievable textbook.
Mm-hmm. I've listened to quite a bit of Judy Wood in the last few weeks on YouTube. You can also find her there. But I hear that the book that she put together is fantastic. So that's really nice of you to do that for your listeners. That's great.
Now, yes, and primarily I wanted to buy as many textbooks, and I wanted to take a look at the textbook first, of course, but mm-hmm. this is one of the most comprehensive, I mean, scientifically proven, indisputable factual evidence about what happened on 9/11. Mm-hmm. And she's actually been coaching me how to become a great host for when I bring her on the Pete Santilli Show. Now, she's traveling throughout Europe. And what mm-hmm. I mean by being a good host, not forming any opinions, but to take a look at the evidence, okay? And I'm mm-hmm. laying out a very, very good outline, and when I bring her on, I expect that it's going to be a very powerful interview, so I can't wait to have her on.
Oh, it's exciting.
Susanna.
It's really exciting to hear the other side of it for once, right?
That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. So I think this this story deserves a lot of coverage, and just like we were talking about with the previous caller, I think it was Justin, saying, we are a bunch of sheeple. And it doesn't matter if you're a younger generation or an older generation. We've been conditioned and brainwashed to believe so much information that's been false about reality. I mean, from 9/11 to JFK. I mean, Susanna, the president of the United States was murdered. We've known that he was assassinated. You and I just recently saw this. I guess that it was a theory, but I think that it was proven to me with my own eyes, the plausibility of that driver actually taking that shot at JFK, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's pretty engrossing once you start watching it, because, at first, when I first saw it, I was like, did I really just see that, And we watched it, I don't know, probably a total of 10 times. Myself, I watched it. Mm-hmm. And, and then I looked up some other video and even looked at some other video.
Right.
So, but if you keep your eye on the driver, it looks like Bill Cooper has it right. So we'll dig some more and we'll see, but we're going to be putting a whole thing together for November the 23rd. Our whole show is going to be about the assassination of JFK. So.
Now,
I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, we're really excited. We're going to do the best that we can to, expose these truths. But, here's the thing that's most disturbing about all this. As we're learning more and we're actually awakening right before our audience.
Sure.
I become even more upset about my country just sitting there letting them do this to us. They will kill us. They will kill our president. They will do everything to brainwash us. They will dumb down our entire population. They will actually put together a group of people that will actually go out and vote for communism and
yes.
cheer it on with American flags.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all happy about that.
Sure.
What a bunch of freaking jamokes we are. We're, mm-hmm. we're the ones. Now, can we blame it on ourselves, or do we look at it and say, well, they've actually brainwashed us all to think that this is all, that life is good and we're on the, Barack Obama said it last night, we're on the road to recovery. Oh, we are. You think?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I was the one who turned my whole family around and got my whole family on the Paul, on the, gosh, I can't even remember his last name. I'm sorry.
The Ron Paul bandwagon?
Yes.
Yeah.
I was thinking Paul Ryan.
Oh, that's great. You forgot.
You wouldn't believe Paul Ryan was just wanting to come out of my mouth. Yeah. So I
forgot about Ron Paul so quickly.
I wish I could. Everybody keeps bringing it up to me. But, I got everybody to jump on that bandwagon, and in my family, it was pretty easy because we all, I mean, we've all been like, we've been awake to this stuff for a long, long time. And as you know, I kind of grew up with it. But, you know, they were saying, yeah, well, they're going to find out. They should have voted for Ron Paul and they had their blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I have been telling them for weeks about, you know, that I've dug a little bit deeper and I'm not so sure about Ron Paul either. I mean, telling them all about Peter Thiel, telling them about how Peter Thiel is on the council at Bilderberg. He's a pretty iffy character. And they were just like not even wanting to hear that. And I'm like, oh my God, I created a monster. We have to be careful. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
It comes back and bites us in the rear end, right?
Yes. Now, I want to get your opinion on what my thoughts are. I mean, I'm grasping at straws. I'm actually going down our chain of command, calling the Pentagon, asking the military to take action. I mean, who is going to save us? I think that we could actually come up. I mean, would it be illegal for me on behalf of the American people to say, you know what, if you're a general, a colonel, a lieutenant, I mean, it doesn't even matter who you are. If you take the action on behalf of the American people, we could actually make you a wealthy. Really, they're looking for, I mean, they're obviously operating with some sort of incentive to take action. I mean, they're frozen in place because they've got their retirements and their jobs. Everyone is just, quote unquote, doing their job. They don't want to step outside of their little box, right? Or they lose their income. Well, why don't we offer these guys some incentive for taking care of the American people?
Well, I mean, the first thing they think of, I mean, that's their commander in chief that you're talking about. And these are the political people that they feel like they are trained to protect. And they've gotten it all wrong. And I don't know, I guess it's because of the way that our young men and women are raised to believe that our political leaders are, you know, they're like, they're idols and they're to be worshiped and protected no matter what. You know, we talk about it a lot, the continuity of government, you know, that, oh my God, we can't make it without our leaders. But, you know, they get it wrong. Somehow, you know, somewhere along the line, they lose the idea that they aren't there to protect the leaders. They're there to protect the people, you know. And that gets lost to them. So they don't understand that we, the people, are the ones who are supposed to have the power. We're supposed to be the ones that are running this country, and they should be taking care of us and protecting us from those leaders. And a lot of these kids, I mean, you know what? I really do believe that they don't get past the oath that they take. And we talked about that today, and I know that that was hard for you to hear. But I believe that most of these kids, they take that oath and they don't even know what they're taking. I mean, it's like saying the Pledge of Allegiance. It's like it comes out of their mouth and it's not in their heart, you know? And so, you know, they really don't understand it. They don't understand what they're doing. And, you know, that call that you made today, I think is very indicative of our military. And they're like, oh, you know, forget you. You're a clown. I can't do that. That's my commander in chief. Are you kidding me? You know, how many times have you made calls to?
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's right.
Accidentally. Sorry.
Yeah, but it's true.
Yeah, very hard. Yes.
But yeah. how many times have you made calls to offices like John McCain and the Department of Homeland Security when you called and turned yourself in? You know, for being a terrorist by their admission, by their definition, I mean, you know,
yeah.
And they just laugh at you and just go, whoa, you know, and how many times have you heard, well, we can't do that. And you even asked one young lady once, are you telling me that if Putin were to come in and take over the White House and he was in the office, that you would protect him? And she said, if he was in that office, I would.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they don't even know. They're the generation Xbox, just like you said.
You know,
and it's scary for us.
You know what I want to do? I actually have, and we have a lot of new listeners right now. and this is what I want to do. I want to play a call because I think this is perfectly fitting. The call that I made to the Secret Service. You want me to play that call?
Yes, I think you should. Let the new listeners know what you're all about.
Listen up, okay? Because this call I should have made today. It was very, very appropriate, but listen to what we have here. This is our Secret Service.
Call is now being recorded.
Let's get through this, all right? Just bear with me.
Reminds me of being in my dentist office.
Hi, how are you?
Here it is.
Good, how are you?
Good, good. Can I speak with one of your agents, please?
Can I ask what this is in reference to so I can better direct your call?
Yeah, this is in reference to I wanted to report and demand that the Secret Service actually investigate Barack Obama. I think it's time that you guys start doing that.
Hold on just a minute, please.
Thanks.
Protective Intelligence.
Hi, Protective Intelligence. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good, good. I just asked to speak with an agent. And this is a serious call. I'm not just doing this just for the heck of it. I mean, it's gotten to the point now where I think I want to file a formal complaint to have the Secret Service investigate Barack Obama. I've personally seen factual evidence that there's questions about his legitimacy to be president of the United States. I'm just wondering if you guys ever get involved in that law enforcement type function as it relates to the potential for communists.
We would never investigate somebody that we protect.
Pardon me?
So if you have concerns, you should call the...
We would never investigate somebody that we protect. Can you... I mean, that just stuns me again.
I know. Every time I hear her say that, it just blows my mind. Because she is absolutely right, and that's what's wrong with our country.
Yeah.
That is exactly what is wrong with our country.
A communist to just walk right into the White House.
Yeah. We don't investigate people that we protect.
No.
FBI.
The FBI, who is controlled by Eric Holder, is that correct? So basically, if Vladimir Putin...
Sir, you know what? You don't need to start shouting at me.
No, no, I'm not shouting. No, this is the way I talk. I'm Italian. I'm from New York. I talk loud. I apologize. Here's the thing. If Vladimir Putin actually just kind of took the seat in the Oval Office, you would say, well, he's the president of the United States. We're not going to investigate his background?
So we protect him.
You would protect Vladimir Putin, even though he's a communist occupying the White House?
Absolutely.
Okay.
That's their job. We protect the office.
Yeah, so you're saying that the FBI is the only agency that has jurisdiction over such a matter?
They would, yes.
They would? Okay.
Yes.
Well, who oversees the FBI? Because I think that there's a conflict of interest there, especially since Eric Holder actually leads that department. I'm a member of a group of concerned citizens. Obviously, they're very concerned. I mean, I'm a former United States Marine. I'm very, very concerned about what's going on at the White House, and it seems like you guys are just overlooking everything. And I think
suggest that maybe you contact your local senator or congressman.
The senator or congressman who's also on the payroll as well.
Right. Contact your local senator or congressman, who I believe is also on the payroll, right?
That's right.
A little bit. So she ended up hanging up on me. But you know what's remarkable about this? I've really have had this sense of mourning about our country, a sense of, you know, almost like a lull in my energy, but I respond to that lull in my energy by trying to do something. Pick up the phone, call them, and talk to them about something that is so ridiculous. Like, nobody else is calling the Secret Service asking to arrest President Obama. He needs to be freaking arrested.
Yeah, you can tell by their reaction. When you call, they are not used to that. They are not used to getting calls like that, and that should be an everyday occurrence. Because you know what, people, they're still listening to everything that you say. Anyway, people are so afraid that they're going to get traced and they're going to get, you know, put in an institution for saying something about the president. But, you know, I mean, we go in chat rooms and we say it. We go on our Facebook and we say it. But nobody can pick up that phone and call to some and call and talk to someone one-on-one.
Are we a nation of cowards?
I think we, I wouldn't call us cowards. I wouldn't call the people who are really awake cowards. I think we're a nation of people. We don't, you know what? We don't know where we fit in. We do not know where we fit in. We've got this alternative journalist saying this and this talk show person saying that. And we're just bombarded with information. And I think we have so much information and we have so much knowledge. We don't know, you know, one end from the other. I'll put it politely. You know, we don't know what to do with it.
I don't think we do.
Yeah.
Listen, thanks for joining me. I'm going to come back with final comments here after the break. And we'll talk to you after the show.
All right. See you on the after show.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
At the Pete Santilli Show.
And now, broadcasting live from deep inside the bunker at FEMA Region 9, is your host, Pete Santilli, telling you the truth, whether you like it or not.
You know, welcome back. And in this last few moments that I have with you, I just want you to know that, you know, I say that I've been in a funk. And I've been expressing that to everybody because I know you are as well. There's just something not right with what we have going on right now. And I'm sharing this with everybody because I know you're feeling the same exact way. If Romney were in office, we would probably be feeling the same exact way. But I think that if Romney were in office, you know, we'd hit the reset button, and as a lot of people were saying, and I believe in this, that would be the opportunity to keep people asleep for, you know, for a couple more years. I don't know what just happened to us, but all we can do is sit here and look from the outside and criticize what is happening to our nation and what these really, literally, not just dumbed down, but zombified, stupefied sheeple have voted for a man who looks great, who signed the NDAA. Most people don't even know what Agenda 21 is, and he's tried to implement this. Most people don't even know that this guy was raised by communists. Most people don't even know that all of his records have been sealed for a very good reason. Because if we found out who this guy was, that we as a nation, just voted in and reelected again, that this criminal who has let our military, our service members in Benghazi, left them hanging, and then lied to the American people. And, you know, I mean, I am firmly convinced now that this guy is a psychopath to the highest order. How this man could conduct himself behind closed doors with all the evidence that we have before us about how this whole Benghazi thing fell apart, and then get in front of the American people and say, yeah, you know, we got this guy that made this film, and this is what's causing the big uproar in Benghazi, and lie through his teeth the way he does. A man that could lie to the American public like that does not deserve to be sitting in that seat. A man who snuck into the White House as a communist and told the American, in telling the American people that he's something that represents freedom and democracy and all those good things, and him handing out EBT cards and Obama phones to everybody to keep them on the payroll so that he can get votes, paying the entire state of Michigan just about in bailout money to keep an auto industry propped up that doesn't deserve to be propped up, paying tens of trillions of dollars to the banksters who don't deserve to even exist. We are not a free market capitalist system. We are a nation that is absolutely decimated and destroyed, that is being run by communists. And we're about to find out here in the next couple of weeks that the system will implode. They have all of the mechanisms in place to put us in FEMA camps. They've already talked about re-education of the people that won't comply. I will be one of them. And are we going to fight? Are we going to fight our way out of this? Or are we going to just let them steamroll us? Wait for the emergency to happen to where you have no choice but to jump on a rail car. And in order to get food, water, and shelter, you have to go running into a FEMA camp. Is that what we're waiting for? We're waiting for those last possible moments when you're in desperation before you'll save your country? Or what are you going to do? You're just going to go to the FEMA camp, jump on the rail car? They're all ready for you. Don't think that this is a conspiracy theory. It's not. Good night, everybody. We shall see you tomorrow. I'm Pete Santilli. You're listening to the Pete Santilli Show. It's true.